The next patient is Suzanne Daisley. The last name is Daisley. The first name, Suzanne, S-U-Z like in Zulu, A-N-N-E. Number one. Clinical case of a 73-year-old white female, a retired nurse that worked for 40 years in Jackson Memorial Hospital in Miami in the OBGYN area, period. She has been a Syrian resident for the last 10 years. She was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes in 2003. Her compliance with the medications and the blood sugar control have not been the best. Period. As a matter of fact, in December of 2021, the patient was admitted to Advent Health Hospital with DKA, period. The patient doesn't tolerate the metformin. She has been controlled with the administration of Rybelsus, R-Y-B-E-L-S-U-S, 3 milligrams on daily basis. Glimepiride, 2 milligrams daily. And Lantus, period. The patient states that the blood sugar has been pretty close to 150 most of the time, period. The patient is blind in the right eye, and the history related to it was infection and intraocular injection that was treated unsuccessfully by Newsom, N-E-W-S-O-M-E, eyes, period. The patient hasn't had any cardiovascular complications. The peripheral vascular disease is not significant. She has a charcoal foot. Period. In the laboratory workup, The most recent one that was done in December of 2021, the patient had a creatinine of 0.88 with a BUN of 34 and an estimated GFR that was 56 mLs per minute without evidence of proteinuria. Reevaluation of this condition has to be done, and it's going to be done with a retroperitoneal ultrasound. Protein and creatinine in the urine, vitamin D, period. Number two, diabetes mellitus. The reevaluation will be done with the hemoglobin A1C. Following number, mixed hyperlipidemia. A lipid panel will be requested. Hypertension that has been under control today, blood pressure 131 over 82, period. A lengthy discussion was carried with the patient regarding the diet. A plant-based diet was explained. A fluid restriction of 40 ounces in 24 hours and a sodium restriction of 2 grams in 24 hours were emphasized. And the protein intake is limited, especially when we are talking about processed meats, period. We are going to reevaluate the case in a couple of months with laboratory workup. Thanks a lot for your kind referral.